Yuko, overwhelming reballot result, vote no to the latest offer. B. Gardner, Yuki member. On Monday the 3rd of April the University and College Union, UCO, announced that members have overwhelmingly backed further national strike action into ongoing disputes, one over pensions, and one over pay, and conditions 89% and 85.6% respectively. To act on this renewed mandate, members must first vote no in the member consultation on the employer's latest proposals. The Higher Education Committee, HEC, has rightly recommended members reject the proposals in the pay dispute which, as we previously reported, offer no improvements on pay, since they were rejected by members in January, and have already been rejected by Unison. However, the HEC offers no recommendation in the pensions dispute. While it does seem that more substantial progress has been made in those talks toward employers restoring pensions, which reflects the power of strike action already taken, further action is needed to force the employers into making more concrete commitments. Rallying members to vote no, alongside a proper campaign of preparation for further action, with campaign material and mass workplace meetings, would rebuild the unity and strength of the disputes, and give members confidence that more can be won. Notice for a nationwide marking and assessment boycott has been given. For this to be effective, it must be delivered alongside further strike days, and the lay higher education sector leaderships of all the campus unions should urgently meet to discuss a strategy of coordination, to include further strike dates,